Now, I'm very excited to have a guest on the line with me right now. They are from quite a exciting up-and-coming Kiwi band. They are growing in popularity, growing in streams, growing in all the right places. I would take them all. And not in a fight. I'm talking about Flaxseeds, and I'm very lucky to have Benji on the line with me. Good morning, Benji.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm actually just at work, so I'm just in the car on a break. So
what do you do for work?
I actually just been washing boats this morning, so it's been raining up here, but it's all good. Chilling.
Oh, right. Are you, are you up in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah, you're bang
right, on. Right. Well, I know anyone with a boat in Auckland is a rich bastard, so you must be earning good money.
Not really, to be honest. It's just a good part-time thing while I'm doing music work, but no, there are a lot of... a lot of people with boats, but they're hurting at the moment, to be honest.
Mate, you need to bribe them. You need to get more money out of them.
I know.
That's all right. That is all right, though. Anyway, how are you going? How's Flaxseeds? I feel like you guys have been very busy.
Yeah, no, we're good. We've had a good year. Like, a few of the boys have all been working, and I've actually had some travels overseas, and we've come back and feeling pretty refreshed. So we've been doing some mixing with Tiki and getting some new songs done for summer, and yeah, excited as about how the live show is feeling too.
Lovely, lovely. Have you been at Tiki's recording studio?
Yeah, just in Papamoa, which has been real nice.
What's it like? I mean, so many people have told me it's really cool, but I've never seen it.
It's so sick. Yeah, it's just at the back of his house, so... we'll just, like, go there, he'll offer us tea and make the vibes really nice, and then, yeah, we'll just get to work. He's really easy to work with and a really top dude, so that's been nice.
Oh, he's one of those, like, effortlessly cool people.
Yeah, he gets the best out of an artist, I'd say. Like, he knows how to just talk with them and get the best out of the art they're trying to produce, you know?
Now, tell me about... some of your music recently, because you put out a single earlier this year, and it's really terrible because I can't remember what it's called. But I remember thinking that it was like a bit more mature. It was a slight step up. Are you guys? Yeah. I mean, you've been in this for a couple of years now. Do you feel like you're kind of growing and expanding? In terms 100%. Of, like, your creativity?
Yeah. No, you're bang on. I think that's been something we've been establishing ourselves this year. I think it's kind of gone from, being young kids, just writing music at school and then uni, and then now it's kind of taken a little bit of a turn in a way we're really stoked with. I think the back end of this year, though, we kind of put Blister, that was that single, out as a bit of a teaser of what's to come. But the next two singles are a little bit old school Flaxseeds. And we got Tiki jumping on a collab on one as well. So
we're gonna go old school
for the back half of this year, and then next year I think there's gonna be a bit more of a mature sound coming.
Well, and I mean, your kind of like classic sound it's very summer. Like, it does well for summer.
Yeah, it does. For sure.
Now, we'll get to summer soon, but you guys have you've definitely played a few gigs this year, and you've tickled the South Island a little bit.
I know. It's been such a long time coming, and we wish we could do a full South Island tour. It's actually been up for debate from the band most weeks, to be honest.
Why is it up for debate? It should be a unanimous agreement.
I agree. I completely agree. I'm on your side, but I think it's more...
Who hates us?
No one hates you. We all want to come. It's the bank account that hates us.
Oh, fuck. Don't even get me started. Shit, man. This is why you need to steal money off the rich pricks who clean their boats.
Literally. Really?
Hey, so you've got Queenstown and then Arrowtown, correct?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
Queenstown next Friday, the 27th, and then Alexandria at my next fest next Saturday.
Yeah, now tell me about this fest. I, fuck, maybe I'm real shit at my job, because I'd never heard of it.
Oh, no, I hadn't either, to be honest.
Oh, good.
but there's a cool ads lined up. We've got Wax Mustang and then some really cool up-and-comers, Powder Suits. So it should be really nice. The people we've been working with have been really lovely and accommodating. So it seems like it's going to be a good one, and it's selling quite well. So.
And where are you playing in Queenstown?
Yonder.
Yonder.
Yeah.
Why is he not a Christchurch show?
That's the one that's been mainly up for debate. Mm. Oh. We are begging for a Christchurch and Dunedin show. I actually came down and played with my old man's band in Dunedin earlier this year, and I got a good glimpse of what it's like. So I'm going to keep trying to convince. I think we've just got to see how summer goes. If we get enough money in the bank, we'll get a band and shoot down next year. Early.
Yeah, too bloody right. Well, to our listeners, main trip to Queenstown for the weekend. Go to that gig. You heard Benji, they're poor, they need your money. So you're obviously from quite a musical family then.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. My old man plays a little bit, and then my sister sings, and then my uncle's a musician, so a music teacher, so I just kind of learned around them. But
what's your dad's band?
Oh, no, they're just like a take-the-piss band.
Oh, right.
Yeah, love playing a bit of the old-school bangers, the 80s, and they'll play on the Full Bowl of Rum, so, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Time.
Good.
Oh, it's a great time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your dad's in, like, 660 or some shit. I was like, well, your dad's band sucks, but...
No, they're literally just a covers band, but it's fun to go to, I won't lie.
And now... As like someone who performs their own music, do you occasionally like pulling out a cover and doing covers? Like, I've never really asked musicians this, but do you consider them easy things to do?
No.
Oh?
I don't.
Oh?
No. I reckon with a cover, you've got to really twist it to make it your own. So, not to say we do that with all of our covers, but I think having one or two good covers in the set is like really important for a band.
Mm.
But I think when you're starting out, trying to maybe like play three or four and then cut it down every time to eventually build your own shows, your own songs is the dream goal, really.
Very interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I guess it is objective. Now, if people want to get tickets to... either Molyneux Fest or your Queenstown show, where can they do that?
They can jump onto our socials on Instagram or Facebook, FlexNZ, and go through there to our website, and there'll be tickets online there, or you can search up the festivals themselves, and they'll be running through one of the ticket links through there. So that's in Queenstown and Alexandria next weekend.
Yes. Now, you're rather active on the socials, aren't you?
Oh, our manager would say differently, but it's tricky. It's a tricky modern day and age with that. You've got to be content creators and musicians now. So
You do. Are you on TikTok yet?
Oh, we are, but I do struggle with it, eh? If anyone wants to help us out with some ideas, please. Please help us out.
I would give you ideas, but they're all terrible, sorry. Hey, now, unrelated to pretty much anything, but I've been asking my listeners this morning, Benji, do you know what Tupperware is? You'd know what Tupperware is, right?
Tupperware?
Yeah, like the containers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So classically, back in the day, right, Tupperware parties were a thing. We're talking, like, back in the day, like 70s, 80s. 60s.
Tupperware party.
Yeah. So you'd get like a salesperson from Tupperware company and they'd come to your house and like you'd get boozed up and you'd eat and you'd party and someone would try to sell you Tupperware.
Okay.
Isn't it whether, I swear to God, ask any old lady, she'll be able to tell you this true thing. Now, anyway, Tupperware, right? They have just filed for bankruptcy. The days of Tupperware parties are gone. Now, if you could have a party where a themed party where something was for sale, what do you think that thing should be, Benji?
So a themed party where something was for sale.
What do you think would sell well at a party?
Oh, what would sell well at a party? There's so many things. I feel like I'd go with Slinkies.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I feel like Slinkies would go really hard.
Yeah, they so would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, who doesn't just love going, just if you have something like that, or like a squish ball, stress balls.
Love that shit, love that shit.
Yeah, I feel like I'm one of those people that I need something like that in my life, so.
Are you, like, ADHD?
No, I'm not, but like...
I can't really believe active. I just asked you that.
I feel like a lot of people think I am.
Right.
That's another thing I can't afford to go and get tested for, but I'm just highly active, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Sounding a bit... Hey, now, anyone in your band single?
Anyone in our band single? I'm actually the only one.
Are you? Of selling yourself there. Go.
Yeah, no, that's me and our sixth member who does all of our sound, Ryan. We are the solo troopers at the moment.
Okay, well, that is wonderful to know, actually. Benji, thank you so much for coming on my show today. To our audience right now, consider a wee weekend trip away, eh? Go to a gig at Yonder or Molyneux Fest. Have you spent much time in Arrowtown?
No, I haven't spent much time in South Island at all. So we're actually excited to get down there.
So you do hate us. Right, okay.
Again, bank account level. We can't afford that yet.
Yeah, both are quite cool. Arrowtown, I think you'll be late. Wow, this place is fucking kooky, but it's good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I hope you are. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Good luck cleaning all those boats.
I'm going to get back into the rain and get cleaning some more boats, but thank you very much for having me. Lovely to talk to you.
Hey.
And hopefully see a couple of you in South Island next week.
Yeah, hopefully. And that was the lovely Benji from Flexies, a very cool wee band. And here is one of their classics. It's a bloody good song. It's called Snapped Up by The Boss.
In the middle of your sleep, the system isn't working. If you're asking honestly, I'm waking and I'm falling straight back in the drink, weighing up all my options, soaking up all your problems. Hope that I don't catch one. I'll fight it when the world ends. If I got snapped up by the bars, it's got me feeling weakened.
my legs too tired to run. The words you said, I spoke on out. The world ain't got lost in translation. I don't know why I took the time to fix things when they ain't even working. Just another number in the ballot box you gave me. Critiquing all these little things, you never stop complaining. Get away, find a place, yeah, that's how the game is. Flag got cancelled, now we're stuck here. Holiday and no good.